I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. A new U.S. strategy for Afghanistan and Pakistan should be unveiled soon. The Obama administration has been conducting a review, and Special Envoy Richard Holbrook briefed European and NATO allies about the review today in Brussels. Holbrook stressed the need for a combined approach to the problems in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Pakistan's tribal belt on the border with Afghanistan illustrates that point. Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants use the area as a base for attacks in Afghanistan. American drone planes are already bombing the militants. The Pakistani army has been fighting them on the ground. But there's another battle raging in the region on the radio, as the world's Laura Lynch explains.
The music is cheery. The banter is light on this noon-hour radio show broadcast in a mix of Urdu and English across Islamabad. The young anchor works the controls herself in a well-worn studio in the basement of the Pakistan Broadcasting Corporation's main headquarters. It's the lighter side of the corporation's schedule. But Director General Murtaza Solanki believes in a very broad range of programming choices, from beauty tips for women in the capital to broadcasts that are aimed at fighting the Taliban in the country's northwest frontier provinces.
A great war of ideas is being fought in that part of Pakistan, and the way it is being waged is not through the TV idiot box, it's not through newspapers, but it's radio war. So it's either our radio or the radios of insurgents and extremist clerics.
Here's the competition. Taliban radio from the Swat Valley, all but lost to Islamic militants.
Even now, some people think the Taliban will either today or tomorrow be finished, and they will be able to return to their sinful ways. God willing, we will not allow them to return to their infidel activities.
The Taliban's broadcasts are spreading the word, word of their religion, word of their conquests, words of satisfaction at the destruction of schools. Murtaza Solanki, in the job as head of Pakistan's state broadcaster for less than a year, decided on a new strategy for fighting back. First, he flipped the language policy. Before, 70% of programs were in the main language of Urdu, only 30% in the regional language of Pashto. Now it's the other way around.
When you talk to people in their own language, in Pashto language, and when you promote Pashto culture, which is very rich culture, which is very tolerant culture, indirectly you are affecting the roots of extremism.
Solanki decided that wasn't enough. Dozens of girls' schools have been destroyed or shut down. So he wanted a way to be able to try to give them an education in a land where the Taliban prohibit television.
You cannot put a TV antenna atop your house in those extremist-dominated areas. So you cannot watch TV. And newspapers don't go there. They are not delivered properly. Schools are being blown up. How do you address this problem?
Within a month, the corporation hopes to be broadcasting a classroom of the air for a few hours each day. The efforts to tackle Taliban influence in the frontier provinces may be heartfelt, but Iqbal Khan, an activist from the region, doubts it will work.
And I think illegal FM radios are more effective than the government broadcasts.
Khan knows why so many people in the region tune in. It's a potent mix of fear and uncertainty. When they listen to the Taliban, they can get a sense of whether they're in imminent danger.
It's the only source of information because they want to know what is going on in their areas and what is the security situation in their areas. So usually in these broadcasts, they not only deliver their messages, but also they respond to the local developments and they also give warnings.
In the same way radio stations warn listeners about traffic jams, Taliban radio warns listeners about areas of fighting. Khan has watched the Taliban's radio network spread. He wonders why authorities don't just jam the signals. The military says it's procuring the equipment to do just that. But for the moment, even the director of the state broadcasting service admits the Taliban are winning the war of the airwaves in an area where the state can least afford to lose anything. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Islamabad.